ABC Radio Australia.
And while the top seven teams in Oceania will all be playing over the next few weeks in the Pacific Championships, or in Samoa's case, in a two-test series in England, for the developing Rugby League Nations, international action remains sparse. Vanuatu have not played another country in an officially recognised match for more than 6 years, and their chances of ever being involved in a World Cup are remote. But Ben Howard, a founding director of the Vanuatu Rugby League, says he's in no doubt that the NRL could do more to help them, and that perhaps the current Australian coach, Mal Meninga, as someone with Ni Vanuatu connections, could do some lobbying in high places.
Well, I think it's advantageous that Mal does have his heritage from Vanuatu and he's also the Australian coach. Obviously, that's someone who can advocate for us, and he has been to Vanuatu on a number of occasions. The NRL have a great Pacific program, which is currently in PNG, Fiji, Samoa and Tonga. We'd love to see that extended to Vanuatu and possibly some of the other Pacific islands like Solomon Islands as well.
What do you think about the pathways for someone like Vanuatu to eventually get a chance to play in a qualifier?
Let's be realistic. We're a long way from ever qualifying a team to a World Cup, but just to be able to play in a qualifier would be huge for us, because it's a lot easier to attract sponsors and media around those type of events. So it's definitely a goal of ours into the future. Definitely helps to put it on the calendar and to get government support. One of the other difficulties is we do rely on sponsorship to play our games, and Vanuatu has in the last year and a bit had some problems with its national carrier going into liquidation, which has put a hit on the tourism industry in Vanuatu, and a lot of the economy is built on tourism. So the money in the economy to support sports has definitely dipped as a result of that.
There was discussion when the World Cup was downsized about this World Series that would fill in underneath, and there have been proposals for the emerging nations to run again. Have you heard any more on those?
It'd be great. There's probably not been a lot of information on the World Series. Europe obviously have Euro A, B, C and D. We sit under Asia Pacific Rugby League, so it'd be great to see what that looks like for countries like Vanuatu under that top tier. Obviously, you've got Australia, Cook Islands, Fiji, New Zealand, Papua New Guinea, Samoa and Tonga in that top tier. But there are teams of similar ability to Vanuatu across Asia Pacific. You've got Solomon Islands, Japan, Philippines, who are all members under the IRL structure. And there's probably some other countries that could be included as part of that that have played in the past, like Niue and Tokelau in the Pacific. You've got India and Hong Kong as part of Asia that are working towards accreditation as well. So you've probably got eight teams there in a maybe a Pacific C or D, if you looked at the Euro equivalent, that sort of could sit under that top tier and promote games in Asia Pacific.
One of the big anomalies with International Rugby League is that if you play in Europe, you've got a heritage quota. If you play in North America or South America, you've got a heritage quota. But in the Pacific, that's not the case, and that kind of works against Vanuatu in some respects.
Our philosophy is that if we want to promote the game in Vanuatu, we need to promote it for Ni Vanuatu players. So that's definitely our goal. It's up to what other countries want to do, and every country's in a different situation. So we understand that different people have different approaches, but for us it's really important to have locally grown players in our national team. It does create disadvantages, like not being able to play as many games. If we had our full heritage team or predominantly heritage team, we could play 5 or 6 games a year in Australia like other teams do. We don't have that luxury. So for us, we've got to look at, well, what can we do? And it'd be great to get support from both Asia Pacific Rugby League and the International Rugby League to make that happen.
If you were given the reins and were able to bring in some reforms for the way that International Rugby League is played, what are some ideas that you would have?
Biggest one, and I've presented at IRL Congress on this, is I guess the governance mechanism of the IRL. They do have independence now, which I think is fantastic, and it'd be great to see more independence on there. But largely, it's a representational board, but they're representations of the full members and the bigger nations. So it'd be great to have a representative on the IRL board or some part of their governance, maybe an emerging nations working group or something similar like that, so that the needs of all members are accounted for and as an avenue to promote and support member nations, help them move along the pathway. So I think that's probably the biggest thing is having that voice. Just be good to see what the plan is long term with the game and what support for nations like Vanuatu can be expected in the coming years.
Vanuatu Rugby League Life member and a founding director, Ben Howard, on reforms he'd like to see help the smaller nations compete more regularly in international rugby league. And Ben has put out an appeal to other rugby league playing nations around the world who might want to take on Vanuatu in an international match to get in touch. So watch this space. And Ben was speaking there to Robert Bergin, a man who at one time was manager of the Brazilian rugby league team.